Ever felt like your creativity is suffocating under layers of corporate policies? Gordon McKenzie spent 30 years at Hallmark Cards navigating this exact tension, eventually creating his own job title, Creative Paradox. His journey from conformist to creative rebel offers profound insights for anyone feeling trapped in organizational monotony. The corporate world, with its rules and structures, forms what McKenzie calls a giant hairball, a tangled mass of policies, procedures, and precedents that grows increasingly dense over time. But rather than getting pulled into this hairball or abandoning it completely, McKenzie suggests a third path, orbiting. This delicate balance allows you to remain connected to your organization's purpose while maintaining enough distance to preserve your creative spirit and unique perspective. It's not about rebellion for rebellion's sake, but about finding authentic ways to contribute that honor both organizational needs and your creative truth. We're all born creative geniuses. As a visiting sculptor in schools, I witnessed a stark transformation. While every first grader enthusiastically identified as an artist, by sixth grade, only a few hesitant hands would rise, often with disclaimers about their abilities. During those 5 years, an invisible genius cartel, teachers, parents, and institutions, unconsciously trains us away from natural foolishness toward conformity. Comments like, "be realistic," gradually erode creative confidence. Corporate environments later reinforce these patterns, rewarding compliance over creativity. Meeting rooms become creativity graveyards where innovative ideas die with phrases like, "we've always done it this way." Yet this creative genius remains within us, dormant but not destroyed. Like a seed waiting for the right conditions, our creative potential persists. Reclaiming it requires courage to question norms, resilience to face criticism, and faith in your unique perspective. Every suppressed idea represents a lost opportunity for both individual and organizational growth. George Parker described Hallmark's creative division as a giant hairball, an image I initially rejected but later recognized as profoundly accurate. Like a cat's hairball, it's a tangled, purposeless accumulation. Hallmark began when 18-year-old Joyce Clyde Hall started a mail-order postcard business with little precedent, guided mainly by intuition. As the company grew, each business decision added another hair to the corporate mass. Unlike actual hairballs, corporate ones never shed. They only grow. Every policy becomes another strand in the tangle. As this mass expands, its gravitational pull strengthens, drawing everything toward conformity. This corporate gravity pulls creative minds toward established practices and away from innovation, causing many to become suspended in corporate sameness, speaking approved language and making decisions based on precedent rather than possibility. Some achieve orbit, a dynamic state where you remain connected to the company's mission while exploring beyond corporate constraints. These individuals understand the rules without being bound by them, finding creative ways to achieve goals without getting entangled in bureaucracy. Orbiting requires the courage to remain genuine rather than defaulting to corporate appropriateness. At Hallmark, I felt stifled by corporate conformity after working at newspapers where eccentricity thrived. Then I discovered contemporary design, Hallmark's crazy aunt in the West Wing. This creative wonderland, led by Robert McCloskey, Big Pink, featured kindergarten-like chaos with sketch-covered walls, ceiling-hung prototypes, and constant artistic energy that produced successful products. This introduced me to hairballs and orbiting. Hallmark was the hairball accumulated rules and cultural imperatives, while contemporary design orbited around it, responsible to, but not controlled by it. McCloskey met business objectives while creating countercultural greeting cards, his department consistently outperforming traditional divisions and proving creativity and commerce could coexist. Orbiting isn't mere rebellion. It's finding optimal distance from corporate constraints, close enough to support organizational goals, yet far enough to maintain creative perspective. orbit too close and the hairball's gravity pulls you in. Too far and you lose connection to the organization's purpose. The sweet spot preserves creative autonomy while keeping you engaged with the mission. Organizations possess a remarkable ability to mesmerize us into conformity, transforming independent thinkers into conformists. My father's childhood practice of mesmerizing chickens with chalk lines serves as a metaphor for corporate hypnosis. This phenomenon occurs throughout organizational life. Through handbooks, orientations, and daily interactions, you're gradually conditioned to accept the way we are. Without vigilance, you become hypnotized, disconnected from your innovative spirit. When joining an organization, you bring unique potency, a mosaic of personal history, perspective, and creativity. Yet when hypnotized by corporate culture, you're reduced to mere headcount, an interchangeable part. Corporate culture isn't inherently malicious, it's accumulated wisdom from past successes. However, when accepted uncritically, it suppresses innovation. Breaking this spell requires conscious effort and sometimes deliberate discomfort while still contributing to the organization's mission. In corporate environments, the obsession with measurable productivity undermines creativity. Picture a suited man shouting at grazing Holstein cows, "Get to work or I'll have you butchered!" He fails to understand that the cows are already performing the miracle of turning grass into milk. His shouting won't increase production, it will likely decrease it by creating stress. If creativity were visualized as a line, only a small segment would reflect measurable output, equivalent to the cow's time on the milking machine. The earlier, larger part, when milk was actually being created, remains invisible, like the time cows spend in the pasture, seemingly idle but performing alchemy. Management typically lacks patience for the quiet time essential to creativity. Their dream is putting cows on the milking machine continuously. This happens in workplaces everywhere, workers being sucked dry, expected to produce without time for the invisible process of creation. True creativity requires incubation, time for ideas to form and connect below conscious thought. Organizations that understand this paradox create space for invisible work, recognizing that measuring creative output solely through tangible metrics misses the essential nature of the creative process. Imagine comparing the Mona Lisa to a paint-by-numbers version, one with subtle hues and tones, the other with flat colors meeting at hard edges. This contrast illustrates the difference between authentic creative expression and conformity. In my fantasy, God sends us into life with a pristine canvas to create a masterpiece. But society draws blue lines and numbers all over it, suggesting that following these instructions will make your life a masterpiece, a lie many believe. For over 50 years, I painted within those numbered spaces, occasionally rebelling, but mostly conforming. After trauma forced clarity, I realized my stifled strokes had nothing to do with my true self. Today, I create something that reflects who I am, rather than a prescribed plagiarism. You have a masterpiece inside you, too. If you go to your grave without painting it, it will never exist. The ultimate challenge is balancing organizational structure with authentic expression. By finding your orbit, that balance between responsibility to the organization and fidelity to your creative truth, you honor both the institution and your own genius. Your unique perspective isn't just personal, it's your greatest contribution. The world needs your masterpiece, not another paint-by-numbers copy.